Well, you know, I've been hearing this grumbling about, you know, they don't like my radio show. I have a show, my Eric Dickerson show. It's on 570 AM for iHeart and in L.A. And they've, you know, been talking about, you know, they don't like what I say about the team. They don't like what I say about the coaching staff. And, you know, and all I'm saying is what I see as a player.
That's what you're supposed to, right?
As any player, as Keenan would do, as what he sees. And, I mean, look, I'm biased in my heart for my team, but I've got to say, I've got to call it just like I see it, because I will never be what they call them homers. I will never be a homer.
Joel's a Green Bay homer.
Don't let him sell me out like that, Eric. I'm realistic about the Packers, but yes, I'm a Packer fan.
Okay, I'm a fan. I mean, I love my football team. I'm a fan, so... They had the Brown Gray consider him. I asked a request for some sideline passes for some friends of mine. And look, I didn't really need them to get these sideline passes. I could have went to the Hall of Fame to get them. I didn't really need the Rams to get them. But I had some feeling it might be a little uncomfortable for them because of, you know, I've heard the grumbling, but no one has actually had the nerve to come to me and say it. It's been all around. So I asked the guys, hey man, what about those sideline passes I asked for some of my guests? Eric, man, well, I don't know if that can happen because some of the stuff has been said about the team and through the PR department. I said, well, let me ask you a question. Am I lying? Well, no, it's not that. You know, it's just, he said, I'll tell you what, Jeff Fisher and just Les Snead may give you a call. I said, okay, have them give me a call. I said, I welcome that call. So I go home, and it's funny to me. So I get home, it's in the evening, I think it was Thursday evening. I'm talking to my best friend, we went to college together. I'm telling him, he called me Dick. He said, Dick, man, you joking me. He said, they that soft that you can't say that you can't tell the truth? I said, I guess so. I said, I'm waiting for a call from somebody. So we talk about 30 minutes, and sure enough, I see a 314 number. I said, his name is Charles Drayton. I said, Drayton, let me call you back. And he said, man, I wish I could be on that call. I said, I'll call you right back. Sure enough, I get the call. Hey, Eric, this is Jeff Fisher. I say, how's it going, Jeff? Eric, look, man, I really don't have time for this, but I'm just going to say it. Man, Eric, you can't be talking about the football team and coming on the sidelines and saying stuff about the team, the coaches, my coaches, and expect you're gonna get sideline passes. You know, we're not gonna have that. You can't come on the field and expect to get stuff from the team and expect stuff from us and say stuff about us. And as long as I'm the head coach here, that's not gonna happen. I'm just letting you know we're not doing anything for you. We're not supporting anything you do. You know, so I'm just telling you so you'll know. There's no confusion. You know, so as long as I'm head coach, it's not going to happen. So he said a little few more things, and that was pretty much basically it. So I listened. I didn't say one word. I said, okay, Jeff, I said, you finished? He said, yeah. I don't know if he thought that was it. I said, okay, Jeff. I said, man, I said, first of all, I want to say thank you for the call. I said, I've been waiting for this call. I've been hearing the grumbling. I said, but Jeff, first of all, let me explain something to you. I am not a kid. I said, I'm a grown man. I said, I have never been the person that had their hand out waiting for something. That's not me. I said, if the Rams feel like I owe them something for something, let me know what it is. I'll send them a check for it. I said, I'll never be that guy. Don't ever have to worry about me running around. I'm running around looking for a handout. I said, that's not me, Jeff. I said, anybody knows Eric Dickerson? He tried to cut me off. I said, oh, stop, Jeff. I said, I have the floor now. Okay, Eric. I said, so, like I said, that is not me. I said, another thing. I said, Jeff, you could go coach back to Tennessee. You could go to the Cleveland Browns, the USC, wherever. I said, Kevin Demoff get fired. Les Snead get fired. I said, but I will always be Eric Dickerson of the Los Angeles Rams. I said, I wore that uniform. I said, that's why I wear that gold jacket. I said, man, I'm going to say what I see. I said, I'm sorry I'm hurting y'all's feelings, but I don't care. I said, look, I'm trying to report what I see. I said, I love my football team. I want my team to win, too. That's all it is. I'm frustrated like everybody else. All of a sudden now, it's a backup. Man, Eric, that's not what we want. We want you to come on the sidelines. Okay, so you don't want me on the sidelines? You do want me.
Yeah, there's,
which one you want?
There's legitimate contradiction there.
Which one is it? So now he's bound. No, Eric, we want you, man. Because we have Jack Youngblood come out. We had Britney Spears come out a couple of weeks ago. The kids, I'm like, I don't give a daring about no Britney Spears. I mean, she's an artist. I mean, I'm talking about football stuff here. They talking about stuff. I don't care about that. And, man, so... He stopped talking, and he said, we talked a little bit more, and he said, Eric, so, look, man, I just want to say, we want you to come be a part of the team. I said, Jeff, I'm going to say this much to you. I said, Eddie George is a friend of yours. I know he's a friend of mine. I like Eddie. I said, in a sense, I give you a pass because of Eddie. I said, but I'm going to say this to you. I don't really know you, Jeff, that well, DeAndre. I said, you really don't know me. I said, listen, DeAndre, you don't know me. I said, you don't even know my personality. I said, so I'm going to say this, Jeff. As long as you're head coach, you never, ever have to worry about me coming on the sidelines ever again. I don't want my team to feel uncomfortable. I don't want your coaches to feel uncomfortable. And I said, so you don't have to worry about it. And so I said, Jeff, I said, I want to say this again, man. Thank you for having the guts to call me because I hear the grumbling, but no one does. And I said, this, Jeff. I said, I know you didn't want to make this call. I said, that little weasel, Kevin Demar, put you up to this. And he busted out laughing. And so
that was your answer right there, huh?
I know who put him up to that garbage.